Denk an den 31. Juli.
Wieso?
Last Call für deine Steuer.
Oh no, ich weiß gar nicht, wo ich anfangen soll.
Weil wieso Steuer? Das ist wie Steuererklärung, nur ohne Stress.
Ist das einfach?
Klar, macht fast alles automatisch.
Dauert das lange?
Nö, einfach per App.
Na dann.
Hol dir jetzt dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, the ukulele song and naked Christmas trees. On the way in just a minute.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Hi, I'm Mark Christopher Rorman, host of the nationally syndicated program, Bass Talk. For years, people have asked me, Mark Christopher Rorman, why isn't there a Christmas album with just bass? Well, now there is.
We're here.
You love bass, you'll be amazed by the amazing new Christmas CD, Amazing Bass. Just listen.
Oh. I can't hear it. Be quiet.
It's back to the basics.
Yeah.
That's pretty. Great.
Christmas is such an exciting time of year for the children. My young son Nikki loves Christmas.
Amazing Bass rocks.
Santa Claus lots of toys.
Don't wait till it's too late. Order right now to get your CD in time for Christmas delivery. It's like my boy Nikki always says.
I like it because it's just bass. The guitars and drums are for losers. Turn up the bass.
Oh, yeah. Turn up the bass.
Amazing bass.
Nothing says Happy New Year like the bass. Order your copy of Amazing Bass today. Just call toll-free 1-800-BOOM-BOOM-BOOM-BOOM-BOOM-BOOM-BOOM-BOOM-BOOM.
For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Pat has an organ, a guitar, and a ukulele.
Yes, he does.
He's got it all today. And he's going to play all three at once. I would like to see that.
With cymbals on my knees.
Ah, that guy was great. Say
and
what
the
you
harmonica.
Want.
Yeah, do you remember? Yeah, we brought in
man
Josh.
Band.
Josh always
yeah.
wanted to see a one-man band guy. The guy was really
amazing.
Good.
Yeah, amazing. Real good.
We got a letter, and this is going to involve a ukulele, Pat.
All right, sir.
It says, Dear Pat Godwin, Paren, and everybody else on the Bob and Tom Show. Well, thank you very much. I recently volunteered to ring the bell for the Salvation Army.
Well, how nice of you.
Yeah, and this gets back to our discussion earlier about
nobody carrying cash. Yeah.
See, now I like putting cash in there. So
really, is this a bad thing? No more cash?
No, it's just
are you against it?
No, I don't use cash much myself. But I like I said, when I went to the other night, I sent Finn off to get some popcorn, and they didn't take cash.
What play did you go see?
I went to see Hamilton.
Oh man, that is a great show. Isn't that a great show, Tom?
Fourth time I've seen
yes,
it. I can't get over the
love it.
The music, I'm not much of a rap fan, but I did enjoy it.
So glad you enjoy it.
The lighting, the dancing was great.
Yes, sir.
I'm glad you go see it, so I don't have to.
Yep.
Boy, there's a lot of venom
yes.
over there today.
What's the problem?
I don't know. Could I get back
They're
to our letters?
Basically,
we love
unhappy.
You.
Whenever I try to read a letter, I can't get through it. I wonder whose fault that is.
I don't know.
Let's see. This is Rich from Iowa. Wrote, I volunteered to ring the bell for the Salvation Army. I decided to bring along my ukulele and sing and play some Christmas songs. About 10 minutes into playing, a man walked up to me and in a low, gruff voice said, a little ukulele goes a long, long way.
Oh.
the hint. Merry Christmas. I put my ukulele away and just rang the bell. Could you have Pat sing his song?
I got a ukulele in Waikiki. My wife says I play it.
You know, we've been waiting 3 days for this.
Yeah. I wrote him a note last night. Bring your ukulele.
I've been practicing that. Oh, my God. Take two, a little ukulele.
How embarrassing.
We'll get through it as a group. I got a ukulele in Waikiki. My wife says I play it too frequently. On the beach in my room, all she has to say is a little ukulele goes a long, long way. But a little ukulele is fun to play. I pick it up each and every day. I'm not that good, so my wife will say a little ukulele goes a long, long way. I strum it in the morning and I pick it at night, even though I can't get the fingering right. Then my wife got up, took my ukulele, and went out to the hotel balcony. You know, little ukulele goes a long, long way from the 14th floor to the Manalua Bay. My wife's got quite an arm. I have to say, a little ukulele goes a long, long way.
Very nice.
All right, Alan, that's a take. We got it this time. That's a take.
Edit that first one out.
Pat, is playing a ukulele essentially the same as playing a guitar?
It's not the same. Yeah, it's got the same four strings, and it doesn't have the other two, and it's in a whole different key, and you have to do different fingering.
I got you.
And fingering's very important.
And you can put that away till next Christmas.
Okay.
Do you have a Christmas song that involves the ukulele?
I do not.
Is there one? Well, there's that.
Well, yeah.
Malekalukilaka is the world's day.
Yeah, that's a good one.
On a ride, Hawaiian Christmas day.
Something.
Malekalukilaka. Is that a Dean Martin? Who had the big hit with that? Oh, it's Bing?
It's Bing.
Speaking of hits, can we play that Albert King song? Santa Wants Some Lovin'?
Did
you find
that?
I
don't see it.
Jason said it was on your board.
Well, he's a dirty liar. Oh, there it is. Here it is. Ready? Here it goes.
Like it already.
It's good.
Hey, Tom, there's a lot of intro to this.
Nice bass.
No lyrics.
Oh, there it is.
This is a great song. I guess Lynyrd Skynyrd did a version of this. Thanks, CJ.
I'm in the kitchen cooking, and the children upstairs asleep. It's time for old Santa Claus to make his midnight cream. Oh, Santa Claus wants some loving. Yeah, now. Santa Claus wants some loving.
Santa Claus.
Yeah, he does.
Good.
I know it's something real pretty under that Christmas tree. I ain't had no loving.
Get the idea.
Is that from Hamilton?
Got a little cowbell.
That's from Albert King.
That's great.
Santa Claus now, wants some love.
There's Jeff Oskey.
Hey, man.
With his elf on a shelf right around his microphone. Oh. Have you seen the one where the guy put a naked Barbie on a blender? A blender and spinning around, and the elves on the shelves are standing around with Monopoly money? Man,
pretty good.
Oh, man,
it's
if that good. Ain't Christmas, I tell you
it's,
what.
It's not a blender. It's
a mixer.
It's a mixer, yeah.
Right. Well,
there
it
is. There she is. Oh, yeah. Hello.
I believe the caption said this is the last time Dad is allowed to.
Yes, sir.
That is great.
That's hilarious. Christmas, ladies and gentlemen.
We did the drunken ones.
Yes, sir.
Where they're sitting around and they're passed out with a bunch of booze around them.
Is that right?
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right.
You mean you woke up and you found them like that?
Yeah. They got tipsy, it says.
Now, How many of them do you have? Elves.
Elves on shelves? It can't be just
we
one.
We do a different one every day.
But do you have two? I mean, one? They do how a many? How many of
three.
Them?
You have
three.
Oh, okay. Three.
Yeah.
Okay.
What about a snack for Santa? Do you put that out?
Of course.
Okay. What? Something exotic. Like,
what about the reindeer food?
Homemade cookies, of course.
Okay. Reindeer food.
What flavor? Homemade reindeer food?
Chocolate chip?
Many, many, many.
Okay.
Kelly won the award at the recent cookie
like
exchange.
Best cookies?
Cookie exchange. Oh, yeah.
Oh, good for
and
her.
I see what none
kind,
here.
Yeah, what kind of cookies did she make?
How long do they have to be stale before you'll left? That's Tom's phone ringing on the air.
On the air, like
how did that
phone?
Happen?
Are you plugged in?
That scared me to death. I thought that was me.
Your phone is plugged in.
How do you get plugged
into the radio?
You're wired into the radio. That was loud as F.
What's scary? It's my diet. It's my
God.
It's your doctor.
Really?
Well, hey, you better answer that.
You better answer that.
He knows what you do.
I just had my physical on Friday.
That can't be good.
I thought I passed.
Answer it and play it on the air.
After what happened, I hope something bad didn't happen under his fingernail.
Can you imagine?
How did that get on the air
what
like
he
that?
Would
How did
have
that
done?
Happen?
That's weird.
I don't
you are
know.
Plugged in.
You're wired.
Because he can play Spotify from his phone.
Oh, that's right. That's your phone is on the board.
You're Bluetoothed in there, pal.
Oh, there's a picture of one of my doggies. Look at the little guy.
Oh, my God.
I'm so handsome.
Mm-hmm. Sorry. I was talking to my dog the other day. We went to the vet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah? Boy, he went to the vet. You went to the doctor?
Man.
It's unbelievable. my dog comes back. I'm supposed to have more protein. Oh, really?
Oh,
in what form?
Omaha steaks.
Hamburgers.
Hamburgers.
I said, really, hamburgers? No lettuce, no tomato. Oh, really? cheeseburgers? Cheeseburgers, okay. Do you want ketchup? No, put the ketchup on my fries. Fries? I think my dog is pulling. Then he goes, milkshake, but no chocolate. Okay. This is a scam.
Right.
Why is my doctor calling?
Nearly.
I don't know.
Well, I would check the voicemail.
I would too.
You.
That is weird.
Do you have a follow-up appointment?
Oh, well, he will now.
Maybe radio's
passed with flying colors.
Did you?
Oh, okay, good. I told you you would.
Did you?
Oh, unbelievable.
Really?
All green.
You got a
green.
One yellow.
Body of a 9-year-old.
Omega 3.
Oh,
okay.
Got you take your fish oil.
He won't. He said, no, you just eat more fish.
Yeah, there you go.
And macadamia nuts. So I went and bought some. Ugh.
Oh, I love those.
Great. Can you eat them for me?
Those are great in a cookie with white chocolate chip.
They're real good.
Maybe I got the wrong brand. I don't know. I'm sorry. We'll get away from me and go to you.
Nearly 3,000 people gathered in D.C. to help break the Guinness World Record for the most couples kissing underneath the mistletoe.
Yeah.
Did we have this yesterday?
We did.
Yeah.
But now it's an official record, right?
It was an official record yesterday, but he didn't hand it to me.
Gotcha.
I went ahead and did it. Now it's official.
Oh.
It's true. It's absolutely true. According to the Downtown D.C. Business Improvement District, which organized the attempt, a total of 1,435 couples. That's 2,870 people.
Wow.
Yeah. Simultaneously kissed for 5 seconds underneath the national mistletoe and made this noise.
Suck my tongue.
The national mistletoe. Suck my tongue.
You've done that, right?
The national mistletoe is a 10-foot-wide installation suspended 30 feet in the air. It cost $9 billion to construct. Guinness World Records representatives were on site to verify the successful attempt, which beat the previous record of 480 couples. Christy!
Hey, the naked Christmas tree is the latest holiday decor trend causing friction online.
Is that a lack of decor?
Yep. Celebrities like Victoria Beckham and Khloe Kardashian have been opting to put only lights on their trees and no ornaments.
I think this is okay.
Yeah, wait a minute. What's Sour Puss doing?
She's just putting lights on her tree and no ornaments.
There's no joy.
Social media.
Push your lips together. I'm Victoria Beckham.
Social media.
I have anus lips.
That's right. Does she have anus lips?
They call me butt face.
What? She does.
Yeah.
Jesus. Social media.
Sour. Is she not sour?
Very.
I thought that until I watched the documentary, and now I have a different opinion of
Where's the documentary? Is it her
it's
and Dave?
It's on Netflix, I believe.
Does Dave talk a lot during
talks.
The documentary?
Yes,
were you
talks.
Tied to a chair, or you chose to watch it?
I actually chose to watch it. And,
you know, when you're taking your last breath, I'm sure you'll say to yourself, well, I'm glad my loved ones are here, and I'm sure glad I didn't miss the Victoria Beckham bio.
She's quite successful businesswoman.
Is it called Banger Like Beckham?
And correct me or not,
isn't this an accurate portrayal of David Beckham's voice?
It is.
Yes. I love you, posh,
Make love to me.
Make love to me. Grab my wang.
I believe there is one scene when they're in the kitchen and David goes, offers her some chocolate.
Would you like some chocolate?
She goes, I haven't had chocolate in years. You know that.
Oh, I'm with you, Tom.
Good God. That's just what I want in a partner.
Yeah. So I'm sorry. So the naked Christmas tree is
yes,
what?
Yes, it's just the lights. Oh, so no it's ornaments.
Okay, I see.
But at least there are lights.
Social media users, however, are divided. Some arguing that minimalist tree is elegant, practical, peaceful, and for some more affordable.
I have a brutalist Christmas tree. It's just cinder blocks stacked. Yeah,
you still
a rectangle.
You still have that boob, the artificial boob topper.
Detractors say it looks unfinished and joyless.
Big nipple.
We should put our Christmas trees online for everybody and then see if they can match the tree with the person.
Like, man, you know what? I meant to tell you, shut up.
isn't the original, what are they calling these? I'm sorry. Minimal trees?
Minimalistic trees, yeah.
The naked tree. Yeah. Isn't the Charlie Brown pretty much?
Pretty much.
Just but it gets dressed up real nice.
Yeah.
Linus strengthens it with his blanket there.
Yeah, how does he do that? And he just goes over and he goes, tree.
Yeah,
it's beautiful.
Detractors say it looks unfinished and joyless.
Oh, no, come on.
Etiquette expert Jacqueline Whitmore.
Can you imagine?
Oh, my God.
Speaking to that.
You know, a lot of people say
I'm
that
sorry. Nothing tonight. I'm ironing my panties.
That's right.
So many people have called me a difficult bitch. I don't know where they get it.
It's minimal tree. Got it. Okay.
Fine.
I like your idea, though. Match the tree to the person on the show.
Yeah.
Do you have a tree up, Pat?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good. Okay, good.
Friday after Thanksgiving.
You have a tree up, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we all have a tree.
I got a tree up.
I don't have a tree up.
You don't have a tree up?
Whoa. Hey, you got a tree up?
Nope.
No.
Okay. Well.
What's wrong with you?
You know my policy on Christmas.
What's that?
I don't celebrate it.
Oh.
Oh, I forgot you're a Buddhist now.
No.
He's Aztec.
No, I was.
Oh.
You switched over to Buddhism.
Yeah, they asked me to leave. They asked us. I don't know what their deal is.
No tree. No tree, huh?
No tree.
Have you thought about it?
Sad. Do you want me to get a tree?
No, I think I got a poinsettia.
Uh-huh. Poinsettia,
well, that's celebrating a little bit.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Maybe it is. I don't know.
If you have a bad day, you can make tea out of it and just say goodbye.
See, it's poisonous.
Is that a thing?
Why don't we?
Can I do that?
Chew a leaf.
Why don't we do?
What did I just
field trip and go over and decorate your home?
We'll all help you, even Tiny Tim.
What night are you going to do it? I can't make it.
Let's see. I'm leaving for Austin the 30th. You guys be over there 31st. I'll see you New Year's Eve. How's
that'll bring his keyboard.
Oh yeah, we'll see.
There you go. You eat peanut butter. You'll be all set.
Good King Wenceslas
on the Christmas morning.
How did this happen?
Oh, Christmas tree. Shut up. Needs a Christmas.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris VanVleet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life
and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did, and I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris VanVleet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.